Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Law at Rocky Creek. While in most sections of the Old West, law and order was readily and effectively established, in others, lawlessness flourished and grew like a tough weed. So it was in the town and county of Rocky Creek, where crime became so bold that it moved out into the open. As our story begins, several men are rounding up a small herd of cattle.
Hey, Dodds!
What do you want, Pilton?
We're going to cut the calves out of this herd.
Calves, nothing. We're going to drive off the whole herd. I told you that before we started out. We're going to drive this herd of Flemings back to my ranch.
Your ranch?
That's right. Far as you're concerned, it is my ranch. Well, maybe it does belong to Mr. Jordan, the banker, but I got the running of it. Now get back there and ride dragging this herd.
Hey, wait a minute, Dodge. Well,
what's the matter?
Here comes old man Fleming and his daughter. They must have got word somehow that we was going to drive off this herd.
What if they did? They ain't going to do nothing about it.
Oh, boy. Here. What's the idea, Dobbs? What are you doing with this herd?
Just taking him for a little walk, Fleming.
I've always suspected you of being nothing but a cattle rustler, Dobbs, and now I know it.
Go on, now. Take these men of yours and get out of here.
I wouldn't go for my gun if I was you, Fleming. It might not be healthy for you.
You heard what Dad said. Now get out of here.
Sure. In a minute or so. Get your rope ready, Pilton.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Teach your old man to keep out of our affairs, Miss Mary. All right, Pilton. Rope him and drag him off his horse.
Yep.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Hey, look out. Quit that, you fool.
Now, drag him off his horse. That's the stuff, Pilton. Now, drag him around on the ground.
Please, you'll kill him.
Sure will, Miss Mary, if he gets in our way again.
Will you please stop it? Stop it, I say.
All right, Pelton, that's enough. I guess Fleming's got the idea by now. Take the rope off him.
All right, Dodds.
Oh, you have hurt him. He can't get up. His leg's doubling under him.
Well, now, ain't that too bad. Come on, boys. Let's get these cattle out of here.
Why we come to Rocky Creek, Cisco?
Because I'm curious, Chico.
Curious?
Si. I want to know what is behind all the cattle rustling, all the robberies I hear are going on in Rocky Creek.
Can't you think bandidos behind the cattle rustling and robbers, Cisco?
Si, of course bandidos, Pancho. But more than the common ordinary variety of bandidos, I would say.
What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean?
I am told there are no convictions because of lack of evidence. And yet crime is carried on openly. That must mean that someone higher up is running the bandito gang. Wait, Pancho, hold up.
Oh, look. What, Cisco? What?
Look over there by those cottonwoods, Pancho. The senor and the senorita.
Si, senor sit on the ground, Cisco.
He seems to be hurt. Let us ride over there, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Go now. Who the senor, Cisco?
No idea, amigo. So far as I know, I'm not acquainted with anyone in this county. Oh, Diablo, who?
Oh, look.
You seem to be in trouble, senor, senorita.
We help you, no?
Who are you, then?
Well, George, I believe it's the Cisco Kid, Mary.
Si, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, mi compañero. Buenos dias.
Careful, Mary, careful. I'm afraid that leg is broken.
How did it happen, senor?
Well, I tried to stop Joe Dodds from running off a small herd of my cattle.
And Dodds had one of his men rope Dad and drag him. And then they drove off the cattle.
You mean they drove off the cattle in front of your eyes?
Yes, they did.
I'm about ready to pack and move out of this county.
I would not do that if I were you, senor. After we attend to these legs, we will see what can be done about the banditos. Here, let me have a look at it. Try moving the leg yourself.
All right. I guess I can move it a little bit at that.
And the leg is not broken, Senor Fleming. You've wrenched it badly, but I think that is all. Senorita Poncho and I will help you get your father back to your rancho. And after that, we will come back here and track those hombres to wherever they took the cattle.
Troubles ahead, Poncho, no? When Cisco look like that? Oh, troubles ahead.
Well, this is a nice little haul, Dodds. See, you got this herd right on the schedule.
We sure did, Mr. Jordan. Didn't know you was coming out to look them over this morning, though. Didn't know you could leave the bank.
Well, I like to make sure things happen the way I want them to. You have any trouble?
Oh, not much. Old man Fleming rode out and tried to stop us. He didn't, though.
You have to hurt him?
He'll live. We just wanted to teach him a lesson about butting in.
How many head do you figure you got here?
About 100.
Yeah, all right. I'll put a running iron on them, and I'll get busy arranging a market and shipment.
Hey, this is a pretty nice scheme, Mr. Jordan. I run this ranch just as if it was mine, and you handle all the details and keep the law from mixing in.
Well, why not? I make money. I don't much care how I make it.
Hey, boss, riders coming this way.
Yeah, sure they are. Yeah, I'll put these field glasses on them.
Is it old man Fleming?
No, it ain't. Couple of riders. I don't know who they are.
I'll be getting out of here. I'll take the back trail. See you later, boys.
Yeah.
So long, Mr. Jordan.
Look these riders over carefully, Dodds.
See now. One of them's got some mighty fancy gear.
You're going to gun them down, Dodds?
Yeah, that depends. Keep your guns loose in the holster, Belton.
Hold up. That's a Cisco kid, Dodds. Show us blazes. It's a Cisco kid.
Yeah, you're right, Belton.
Nice looking herd of cattle you hombres have here.
Can't you wonder where'd you get these nice looking cattle, hombres?
What do you mean, where we get them?
You do not mind, hombre. I will take a look at the brand on these
cattle. Now, just
hang go for the gun, you.
As I thought. Those cattle have the brand of Senor Fleming.
Yeah, we just bought them from Fleming.
Well, in that case, let me see your bill of sale.
Don't take no more yap from him, boss.
Quieto, you. We'll punch your yap at you with the bullwhip.
Now, listen, you. Get out of here or you'll find yourself in trouble.
We always in the troubles, no?
By the way, who was that hombre who rode away in such a hurry?
Cisco, I've taken all I'm going to from you. Come on, Pilton. Let's get these two.
You want a fight? You won't get a fight.
Look out for the bullwhip, Joe.
He'll
hit you again. Cisco, he'll run like a rabbit.
Wait up, Pancho. Keep your eyes open. There may be other hombres around here.
Teach you to butt in, Cisco.
You've taught me nothing so far, hombre. And I do not think you will.
The hombre rolling the door, Cisco.
Get up on your feet. Now, you wish to fight some more?
No, not now, Cisco. But I'll get you for this, just as sure as my name's Joe Dodds.
Joe Dodds, huh? I'm glad to know that name. I remember it. Give me those guns of yours. Now, get on your horse. You are going to help us drive these cattle back to where they belong.
Look here,
Cisco. Get on your horse, I said.
All right.
When we go to follow the track of the hombre, we'll drive away, Cisco.
If we drive these cattle back, Poncho.
Uh-huh. You, Dodds. The first false move you make, I'm going to rope you and drag you along the ground. As you had, Senor Fleming roped and dragged. Now get going.
Big rush, Pilton.
The Cisco kid, Mr. Jordan. Him and the other one are tracking in here. They ain't far behind me right now.
Well, is that so? And just what do they expect to prove by that?
I don't know, but that Cisco's a bad hombre. He made Joe Dodds drive back them cattle. If Joe hadn't, Cisco would have killed him with his fist.
Made him drive back the cattle, huh? Well, we can't have anything like that in this county.
Hey, here's Cisco right up now. Hadn't you better get out of here now, Mr. Jordan?
Get out? Certainly not. Don't be a fool, Pilton. I know about this Cisco kid. He's got a great passion for law and order. I can deal with him, and I will deal with him in a way he won't expect. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
The other hombre, Cisco.
Perhaps you can tell me, senor, who owns that bay mare tied to the hitch rail outside.
Yes, I can tell you. I own her.
Why? You were just out to the Dart Rancho?
Yes, that's right. I still say, why?
It seems to me, senor, you rode away in quite a hurry as Pancho and I approached.
Si, gallop, gallop. You ride fast.
Did I?
It's not for me to say why you were out there or why you were in such a hurry to leave. But I know the two hombres, Dodds and this one here, are bandidos and cattle rustlers. I think you get the idea, senor.
You're a stranger around here, Cisco. Strangers are not welcome.
Makes no difference to us. Just remember what I said. Come, Pancho.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll go across the street and talk to the sheriff.
Yeah, talk to the sheriff.
Cisco means business, Mr. Jordan.
So do I. Cisco couldn't have gone to a better place than the sheriff's office. And you, couldn't have picked a better time to be here in this bank, Pilton.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm going to slip a lot of cash into the saddlebags on Cisco's horse out there, and you're going to swear that Cisco held up this bank. There's more than one way of dealing with that Cisco kid. Well, I don't know what can be done, Cisco.
But, Sheriff, you are the law in this county. You must know of all the cattle rustling going on right under your nose.
Yeah. Your sheriff's nose is big enough for lots of rustling to go under, Cisco.
Get up, Pancho.
Well, it is.
What are you doing about it, Señor Sheriff?
Cisco, when you bring in men time after time that you know are rustlers, and you can't get a conviction on them, you kind of quit making much of an effort.
Where does your trouble lie?
It lies in the money that's provided to hire the smartest lawyers in this part of the country. They just tear my evidence all to pieces.
Who is providing the money, Sheriff?
Well, I've got my suspicions, but I can't prove anything.
Could the money be coming out of that bank across the street?
Could be.
Then I think you and I are beginning to understand each other.
Here come the hombres from the bank across the street, Cisco.
Yeah, now what in thunder do they want?
Sheriff, I demand the arrest of Cisco and this other one.
Arrest?
On what charge, hombre?
On the charge of holding up and robbing my bank.
Huh. Hombre talk funny, no?
I'm a witness, Sheriff. These hombres took about $1,000 in bills.
If you'll take the trouble to go across the street and look in Cisco's saddlebag, Sheriff, I think you'll find the money there.
Why, you bandido?
Easy, Cisco. I'll have to investigate this charge. Come on, we'll see.
Well, it's not surprising to me, Sheriff. Cisco Kid's got a mighty bad reputation all over the country.
You say that just one more time, hombre, and Pancho hit you with a bullwhip.
Well, go on, Sheriff. Look in the saddlebag.
By thunder, there is about $1,000 in here. Well, I guess I'm going to have to take you in, Cisco.
We not go, Cisco.
See, we will go, Pancho. I'm glad to learn your methods, Señor Jordan. And I promise you it will not be long before your method is turned right back upon you.
But it looks as if all the odds are against Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Law at Rocky Creek. Rocky Creek County was thoroughly organized for cattle rustling and crime under the leadership of Banker Jordan. Cisco found this out when he attempted to oppose Jordan, for the banker calmly planted $1,000 in bills in Cisco's saddlebag, then notified the sheriff, who had no choice but to arrest our friends Cisco and Pancho. Now, in a cell of the jail.
What Cisco walk up and down for?
I'm trying to think this thing out, amigo.
Think us out of the jail, Cisco?
No. I'm trying to think of the best way to land those bandidos.
Well, Pa's not know why we come to the jail, Cisco, when we could have got away from the sheriff.
See, we could have. But I want that bandido Jordan to think we are going to stay safely here in this jail.
Oh?
If we were not in the jail, he would be more cautious.
Well, what Cisco think he do next?
I think the first thing he will do will be to go after that herd of Senor Fleming's cattle again.
Then we go out and go too, no?
Pancho, when it gets dark, we will go.
Uh-huh.
This time, I want to catch them in the act of rustling those cattle. And I want the sheriff to be with us.
But the sheriff not like us now, Cisco. The sheriff think we the bank robbers.
The sheriff is no fool, Pancho.
I know.
The time comes, you will find he is on our side.
It's almost dark now, Cisco.
See, in about 15 minutes more, Pancho, we will try to get out of this cell. And after we are out, I think this cell will not be empty for long.
Mr. Jordan, one of us this time, Dodds.
Well, I don't know. He just sent for us to come to his house and be sure and bring our guns.
Come in. Oh, Dodds and Tilton, eh? I thought it would be you two.
Yeah, we started as soon as we got your message, Mr. Jordan.
What's up?
I want you two to go to the jail and kill Cisco and his partner.
What? Walk right into the jail and shoot them down.
No, you fool. Get them through their cell window. That's out back of the jail. Nobody will see you. Then we'll all ride out and rustle that herd of Flemings. We got to make sure of them this time. Because I got some cattle cars coming to the loading pens to pick them up tomorrow.
Are you going out to Flemings with us, Mr. Jordan?
That's right. But before I make a move, I want to be sure the Cisco kid and his partner are dead. I get going.
Pancho, there is quite a high bank right behind this cell window.
What do you look at, Cisco?
I want to watch for those two riders who rode down the street just a few moments ago.
Uh-huh.
I think they are the hombres Dodds and Pilton.
What they do, huh? What they do?
They went into a house well down the street where the road bends.
See?
I can just see it from here.
Oh, you see it, you see it.
Ah, uh-huh. There they come out of the house.
They're coming out now.
They're coming back this way, Pancho. Uh-huh. Heading right for this jail.
What?
Right here to the jail.
Well, I know, but what did they come to the jail for?
I'm not positive they're coming to the jail, amigo. But if they do, it'll be for one purpose, to kill us.
Pancho not want to be killed, Cisco.
No more do I. It's dark in here, Pancho. You will not be able to see well from outside. I'll roll up your blanket quickly, Pancho, so it will seem as if you are asleep on your cot.
Si.
I'll do the same with mine. If those hombres open fire, we will groan loudly to make them think we are hit.
Pancho groan like this.
No. That's too ferocious, Pancho.
Too ferocious.
A man who is hit by a bullet does not groan like that.
And Pancho try again, Cisco. Oh. Is that better, Cisco?
Huh? Yeah, that is much better, Pancho, but leave out the giggle.
Si.
Is your blanket all rolled?
Si, roll for fat Pancho.
Bueno. Now back against the wall of the cell, under the window.
Pancho, back against the wall, Cisco. Cisco, right, Cisco. Hombres come.
Quieto, Pancho.
Make it sure now, Pilton.
Don't worry.
I can just make them out in there. They're both rolled in their blankets asleep. You all set, Pilton?
Yeah.
And let them have it.
Oh!
Got them both, Pilton. Now come on, let's get out of here fast.
And those hombres see us again, they think we ghosts.
Hey, what's going on in there? What's that shooting?
Come here, Sheriff, if you will.
What's the matter here?
Hold up your lantern, Senor Sheriff. You see the holes in those blankets?
Yeah, who did that, Cisco?
The Dodds and Pilton hombre shooting from outside our cell window.
Well, great snakes. You sure it was them, Cisco?
I am positive.
They think we dead, Senor Sheriff. We groan for them like this.
Now is the chance to round up that gang of banditos, Sheriff. If you let us out of this cell and come with us.
Go with you where?
Out to the rancho or Senor Fleming?
See, we better get out there quick, too, Sheriff.
Well, now, I don't know about letting you out, Cisco. That's kind of contrary to what I ought to do as a sheriff. However, I will step close to these cell bars and let you take my gun.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff. In that case, I will order you to open this cell door.
Well, by George. Got my gun, have you? Guess we'll have to unlock this door and let you out. Guess we'll have to go out there to Fleming's with you, too. Yes, sir, I sure will.
Well, here we are.
You want us to start driving these cattle right now, Mr. Jordan?
Yes, you and Pilton.
All right.
No, wait a minute. Are you sure you got Cisco on that other one, aren't you?
Oh, not a doubt about it, boss.
All right, you two can start driving these cattle. I'll join a little later after I ride to the ranch house.
What are you going to do there, boss?
I'm going to persuade Fleming to give me a receipt for this herd of cattle. Get up.
We'll be right back.
just see two hombres live with the cattle, Cisco. Just enough starlights to make them out.
Madre mía, I hope I was not wrong in thinking that Jordan hombre would come with them.
Poncho's right, Cisco. There's just the two of them.
Very well. We'll find out from them. Come on, let us go after them. Make no more noise than you have to so as not to stampede the cattle. Up there, come on.
Go.
Cisco,
I'll toss them to you.
Glad to see you, Sheriff. I'd put them on this key out there at once. Now, answer me this. Where is that banker, hombre?
I don't know.
Answer me right away.
Well, he went to Fleming's ranch house.
How long ago?
Just a few minutes.
Very well. Sheriff, take this prisoner, if you will. I must ride to say at Fleming's as fast as I can.
You heard what I said, Fleming. I want a paid in full receipt for those cattle.
You don't get it from me, Jordan.
Don't I? We'll see.
You devil. You coward. Hit a man when he's crippled and can't protect himself.
This is robbery, Jordan. You're asking me to make out a receipt for the cattle, and you ain't paying me a cent for them.
Quite right. I take what I want, Fleming. Now, I'm going to count to three. And if you don't agree to make out that receipt within that time, you're a dead man. One.
Dad, give him the receipt.
Two.
Please give him the receipt.
You just signed your death warrant, Fleming.
That's what you say, boy. That's what you want. Let's go. Take this way to this board of you. I'll pick you up. I'll lay
you on with
us. You into that door.
Great Scott. You've killed him, Cisco.
I hope he has.
No, senor. Rats like him do not die as easily as that. He will live to hang, and there will probably be plenty of evidence to hang him.
And you did get all the evidence, didn't you, Cisco?
Luckily we did, senorita. We managed to find all the evidence we needed.
You managed to find it?
Si.
You know, it's amazing how you manage to do so many things, Cisco.
Oh, sometimes luck is with us, senorita.
Yes, sometimes. And sometime you'll come back to Rocky Creek again?
Si, senorita.
When?
Oh, I do not know. Sometime.
Oh, but sometime is so indefinite, Cisco. Right now is much more definite.
And what do you mean by right now?
I mean this.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Senor Fleming got a good rancho.
Oh, si, amigo. It's a very fine rancho with all the conveniences. He even has an ice house.
Pancho, see that ice house, Cisco. They keep the ice all summer, no?
It keeps under the sawdust, Pancho.
Oh, it's good. But, Cisco, si. What do you use the ice for?
Oh, now you can answer that question just as well as I can, Pancho.
Pancho, that no, Cisco.
Well, then, think. I will give you a hint.
A hint.
What is the best way to keep milk from getting sour?
Best way to keep milk from getting sour?
Si.
The best way to keep milk... The best way to keep the milk...
Oh, you know that, amigo. Of course you know.
Huh?
What is the best way to keep milk from getting sour?
Oh, Pancho, no, Cisco.
Then tell me, what is the best way?
To keep the milk in the cow.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.